I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My thighs still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3&D, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's happening, guys? Welcome to another episode of the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere, everywhere that you find your podcast. Go follow us, give us a 5-star review, comment, like, share, tell your friends about it. You already know how it goes down. This show is brought to you and sponsored by Catering with Grace. This is a program of the realest underground entertainment. This is D-I-G, the D to the 3&D. This is episode 27. We are going to be talking about the top 10 offensive duos of all time. And I'm even going to add two more in there because I feel like this list might have left off a couple people, but we will get into that later. This is, and we're talking about after the league merger, okay? So I know there might be people out there listening who are like, well, what about blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah before the league merger? I'm saying, hold on. We're only doing after the league merger. Okay. And this is a pick-in-em, a pick-in-em graphic. So shout out to them. I'm not really sure who that is, but pick-in-em. You guys make with that what you will, whatever you think that how you say that. But yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about. Top 10 offensive duos of all time after the league merger. We're going to go 10 through 6 like we always do. Like we always do on every episode of the top 10. This is another episode of our top 10 series. As you guys know, we did top 10 quarterbacks. We did top 10 wide receivers, or I'm not even sure what they were. We're already at 27, and I'm pretty sure that was way back there. So we are moving, and we're continuing to move. This is another episode of the top 10 series, top 10 segment, top 10 offensive duos of all time after the league merger. As I said, we're going 10 through 6 first segment, then we will go 5 through 1. And at the end, I want to ask you guys a question. I have a graphic, and I just want to ask you guys a question, and you guys can put it into the comments, and you answer this. This is a listener involvement segment, listeners involvement segment, LIS. This is a listener involved segment. And like I said, I'm going to ask you guys a question. I'm going to run through the options, and you guys comment, leave a comment in the reviews, on whatever platform that it is you're listening on, Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, iHeartRadio, www.dayonevibes.com, or Facebook, because you might be on our Facebook group page, the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. But yeah, what do y'all say? Actually, how about we go into a break real quick, and when we come back from that break, we will go 10 through 6, go into another break, go 5 through 1, go into one more break, and then go into the final segment. So it's going to be a good podcast, guys. 30 minutes, 40 minutes. As you guys know, we like to break these things down for you guys. That way it flows smoothly. If anything, I'm the only one who messes up the flow of the show. But like I said, when we come back from this break, we will talk 10 through 6 top offensive duos of all time. This program is brought to you by Catering with Grace, America's catering company. Catering with Grace, Catering with Grace, Catering with Grace. That is America's catering company. 361-474-3050. Text in, call in, and input your order and grab something of the baked goods variety, grab something of the meal for multiple variety. With all the options you could possibly think about, Catering with Grace, this show is now officially brought to you by and sponsored by Catering with Grace, America's catering company. Are you craving something sweet? Do you love dessert? Are you tired? Do you not want to drive anywhere? Do you like delivery? Do you like delivered baked goods to your door? It's the future, ladies and gentlemen. We gotta get with the times and we gotta get with the efforts. Catering with Grace, baked goods, delivery, and more is offering that service to you today. Call the number 361-474-3050 and inquire about information to get your graduation catered, to get your wedding catered, to get your birthday catered, to get your niece's quinceañera catered, to get your Saturday night party catered, get your Super Bowl party catered, get your Sunday game day catered. We can do it all. They can do it all. Catering with Grace, 474-3050. That is 361-474-3050. Okay, guys, you are officially tuned in to episode 27 of the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Overcast, anywhere you find your podcast. Leave us a review. Leave us a comment. You guys know what to do. We appreciate you guys. We are officially starting the first segment of the podcast. We are going 10 through 6 top offensive duos of all time after the league merger. And we're officially going to get into it, guys. This is the 3&D Signs in Sports podcast. I hope everybody gets a chance to find us wherever you find us and enjoy the program as much as we enjoy making it for you guys. So let's get into it. Number 10 on the top offensive duos of all time after the league merger graphic by Pick'em. We got Kurt Warner and we got Isaac Bruce. Obviously, guys, as you know, as I've talked about before, I've only started watching football since like 2007 as a young kid. And then I started watching it a little more seriously in like 2010, 2011. But I didn't start really like following it as deep as I do until 2014, 15. That gives you a little insight as to how long I've really been formulating opinions on things. So I'm not really too big on like giving my opinion on things that I don't know very much about. So Kurt Warner, Isaac Bruce, I don't know, is that the greatest, was that the greatest show on turf? Rams, that's the St. Louis Rams logo in the back. So you guys tell me. You guys tell me the significance, the importance of the Kurt Warner, Isaac Bruce connection. And I will be reading the comments. I will be looking at the comments. And who knows, maybe I shout out the best comment, shout out the best five comments or whatever, you know. So you guys, as we always love to get you guys involved. So go ahead, get involved. Number 9 on the list, we got Phillip Rivers and we got Antonio Gates. That one I do remember. Phillip Rivers, Antonio Gates, that is for the San Diego Chargers. That's when they were in San Diego. Now the Chargers are LA. The LA Chargers. I got to watch that duo. I got to watch Phillip Rivers and Antonio Gates. Number 8 on the list is Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown. That one we all got to watch. Everybody watching this podcast, I'm pretty sure you got to watch. Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown. That was actually an interesting one because there's somebody up there later on the list. And I'm gonna give y'all a teaser. He's actually up there twice. Who AB was actually on pace to become the next him. So that was actually quite a historic run that we were witnessing at the time for Antonio Brown. Before, as we know, all the unfortunate series of events played out after that. But hey, it is what it is. Everything happens for a reason. Number 8 on the list, Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown. Number 7 on the list, we got Aaron Rodgers and we got Devontae Adams. That one was very recent. Devontae Adams just left the Green Bay Packers. But I agree, it was very deadly, very lethal of a combination. Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams. Devontae Adams, as you all knew, if anybody picked him up in fantasy football or ever used Devontae Adams in fantasy football, you knew he was a workhorse for your lineup. He was getting he was a target machine, and he was a point scorer, you know what I mean, and a touchdown scorer. He was Aaron Rodgers' favorite target. Aaron Rodgers would force feed the ball to him because he trusted him that much. And I mean, as we all know, Aaron Rodgers being one of the greatest throwers of all time and Devontae Adams being one of the greatest route runners of all time, it was a match made in heaven. So number 7 on the list, I'm not going to lie, I would have thought they would have been a little higher. But if AB and Ben were 8 and if AB and Ben were 8, then I imagine we got some heavy hitters up there in the top 5. Number 6 on the list, we got Peyton Manning and we got Reggie Wayne. I got to see this one. This is when I first started paying attention to football, like really, really deep. Peyton Manning, Reggie Wayne. I remember watching Peyton Manning win a Super Bowl against Chicago. I remember they were a deadly force, both of them. Peyton Manning, obviously one of the best IQs in the game. Reggie Wayne, one of the best, I don't even know what it was about Reggie Wayne, because that's because it wasn't even only Reggie Wayne. Reggie Wayne was the number 2 behind Marvin Harrison for a long time. Y'all remember that? So I wonder if Reggie Wayne is down here, is Marvin Harrison up there? Or did Reggie Wayne just do more damage with Peyton Manning than Marvin Harrison did? Again, guys, you guys let me know. You guys let me know. You guys fill me in. You guys tell me what it is that is the case. Because, again, we are learning things live together. Some of you may not know. Neither do I. Number 6, like I said, was Peyton Manning, Reggie Wayne. So let's go through the number 10 through number 6 again. We got Kurt Warner, Isaac Bruce at number 10 for the St. Louis Rams. We got Phillip Rivers and Antonio Gates at number 9 for the San Diego Chargers. We have Ben Roethlisberger and we have Antonio Brown at number 8 for the Pittsburgh Steelers. We have Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams at number 7 for the Green Bay Packers. And we have Peyton Manning and Reggie Wayne at number 6 for the Indianapolis Colts. So that's a solid start to the list by picking them. So, we were trying to figure out what his name was earlier. It's picking them. Like, I'm picking them. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to picking them. You guys go follow wherever you can find them for his top 10 offensive duos of all time after the league merger graphic. It's a very well put together graphic, guys. You guys can find it on the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Facebook group page. As well, after this airs or before this airs, and you can also find it on Picking Them on Facebook or wherever else that you find Picking Them. Guys, that is going to bring to a close the first segment of the show, the top 10 offensive duos of all time. So that means we have 2 segments left. But before we do go to a podcast break, we want to tell you guys about the 3&D Signs and Sports Fantasy Football League. This is going to be a yearly league. It starts September 3rd or September 7th, whenever the NFL football season begins. But the reason I say September 3rd, I usually try to say August 22nd. So officially starts August 22nd, because that is when drafts happen. Guys, you have 2 weeks to enter the 3&D Signs and Sports Fantasy Football League, the yearly running league that will happen every year, will be covered on the podcast 17 weeks in a row. And we are going to carve out 17 weeks, and we are going to be dropping every week for 17 weeks about the Fantasy Football League, the 3&D Signs and Sports Fantasy Football League. each player will be talked about, each roster will be talked about, each lineup will be talked about, and each matchup will be talked about every single week. Tune in, ask for the details. We have payouts from $200 to $500 to $1,000. We have leagues that are playing for solely just championship rings every year, trying to collect as many as they can collect. Guys, come check it out. It's a good time. It's fun. Everybody loves fantasy football. If you've never tried it, ask to be in the more intermediate league with leagues with the guys who also have never tried it. If you want to try it, if you have tried it and you think you're a big dog, ask to be in the big dog league with everybody who does want to try hard. And it's a little more, you know, the details of the league might be a little more sophisticated as far as drafting, as far as lineups, as far as what you can do, how many trades you can make, blah, 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 blah. Just any way that we can make it more harder than the intermediate where it'll be more of a basic format. But guys, tune in. Ask me about it. Design Individually Gifted on Facebook. You can always message me. My DMs are open. My profile is public. Also, find me on Rumble at Design I Gifted. All lowercase Design I Gifted. That is DesignIGifted. Design I Gifted. And leave a comment asking, inquiring about the Fantasy Football League. But the best place to find me, because our home is Facebook, because that is where we are most active. That is where we share most of our content. But we will be coming to Patreon soon. We will be coming to different platforms that will allow you guys to connect with us better. But like I said, ask about the 3ND Signs and Sports Fantasy Football League. And we will get this thing going. We want to build a fun community, a yearly community that we can be excited for 6 months out of the year. We want to get excited about something, right? So you guys ask about it. When we come back from this break, as I said, we will go into 5-1 of the top 10 offensive duos of all time after the league merger. So guys, I appreciate you guys for sticking with us to this point. We are actually a third of the way through the podcast. So when we come back from this break, we will go in on segment two. What are you doing this Saturday night? What are you doing this Friday night? Matter of fact, what are you doing Thursday night for ladies' night? Heathens Haven in Premont, Texas, owned and ran by producer of True Records artists D.I.G., J.B., Rilo, Tone G, and A2J, Chach with the Heat, a bar established in 2021 in Premont, Texas. Heathens Haven open today, where the heathens come to play. Come and check out the newest, hottest, craziest attraction. Come and have a beer. Come and have a drink. Come and have a laugh with everybody at Heathens Haven. Let's go. Superstar producer Chach with the Heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the Heat of the realest underground entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the Heat of the realest underground entertainment is the one that you need, the one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the Heat of the realest underground entertainment, Chach with the Heat of the realest underground entertainment, Chach with the Heat of the realest underground entertainment. Contact Chach with the Heat of the realest underground entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the Heat. On YouTube at Chach with the Heat. On Day One Vibes in the store tab. And on Facebook at Mario Chavera. And again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the Heat of the realest underground entertainment. Okay guys, we're back. This is the second segment of the show. We are going to talk about the 5-1, the top five offensive duos of all time after the league merger. But before we get into that, guys, shout out to Catering with Grace. Shout out to the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. Shout out to Heathen's Haven. Shout out to Chach with the Heat. And shout out to the Realist Underground Entertainment. Before we get into the top five segment, I want to tell you guys and remind you guys about the fact that soon the big announcement that just happened on episode 26 of the podcast. Come September, we are going to be raffling off things such as Nintendo Switches, PS5s, Xbox Ones, TVs, anything and everything that you guys could possibly want. We are going to be raffling off as a company, as a brand. The 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast wants to give back to the community. We want to, you know, we always talk about involvement. We always talk about including you guys into everything that we do. And this is just another one of those ways. And also, it doesn't hurt to financially grow the podcast. That way we can bring more features to you guys. That way we can bring more types of raffles and bigger things and, you know, more types of ways to involve everybody. And we just want to continue to grow the platform. We could do it for free. Don't get me wrong. We look at everything that we've built up until this point in six, seven years. Look at everything that we've built, all the brands that we've built. We've done it for free with nobody's help, with no money. You know what I'm saying? So now we are asking that you guys help, or not even that you guys help, but if you guys feel the need to want to get involved. And that's what I'm saying is we are offering opportunities for everybody. We are offering these fun activities for everybody because we want everybody to be involved. So, and also, guys, if you just want to drop a donation to the podcast, hit my Cash App at RealDeal0423, all lowercase, RealDeal0423. That is RealDeal, RealDeal0423, RealDeal0423. If you guys are feeling generous, if anybody wants to help out, if anybody wants to help see us grow, leave a donation to our podcast. We don't like asking you guys for money, but if you feel urged to want to help us, our official Cash App of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast is lowercase RealDeal0423. Okay, guys, enough of that. Let's get into the podcast. We are going to talk about the top five offensive duos of all time after the league merger, and the first on that list is Dan Marino and Mark Clayton of the Miami Dolphins. They are number five. See, I don't know much about that one because I don't think, there's a few of these on here that I don't know very much about, so I'm not going to be able to comment too much on them, but there is somebody who is on this list two times. So you guys try to guess it as we get higher. I will give you a hint. It is the number one slot that holds the person that is on here two times. So you will be able to hear from 5-2. And you guys make a guess who you think is on here two times. I will ask you guys. You guys drop it in the comments. And maybe we'll even go into a break and come back and I'll tell you guys who it was at number one. Yeah, we'll go 5-2. Come back from the break. We'll announce who number one is. We'll see who got the we'll let you guys get involved. That way during the ad spot, you can go drop your comment. And when we come back from the break, you guys will be able to see who got it right. And maybe for who got it right, maybe we'll, you know, drop a little $5 in your Cash App or something. If you got it right in the comment section, we will drop you $5 on Cash App. So drop your guess and then drop your Cash App. If you got it right, we will send you $5 on your Cash App from the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. So, like I said, go get it. And Number 5 on the list, Dan Marino, Mark Clayton, Miami Dolphins. Don't know much about him. Like I said, can't really comment too much, so I'm not. Number 4 on the list is Steve Young and Jerry Rice, the San Francisco 49ers. Steve Young, have heard a lot about him. Everybody knows about the San Francisco 49ers quarterback carousel with him and Joe Montana. And then, of course, everybody knows Jerry Rice, the greatest wide receiver of all time. Number 3 on the list is Peyton Manning and Marvin Harrison. So there is that duo. Oh, what am I talking about? I said, oh, look at that, guys. There's actually 2 people who are on this list 2 times, and Peyton Manning is one of them. Peyton Manning has both his receivers, Reggie Wayne and Marvin Harrison, on the list at number 6 with Reggie Wayne and number 3 with Marvin Harrison. Remember we talked about that earlier? We had asked, I wonder if Marvin Harrison is up there, or I wonder if Reggie Wayne just did it better. Because I know Reggie Wayne stayed for a little while after Marvin and he balled out by himself. But there is Marvin Harrison along with the first player to be on here 2 times at number 6 and number 3, Peyton Manning. So there is actually 2 players, ladies and gentlemen. If you guess Peyton Manning, by this point, I will... Nope, sorry guys, Peyton Manning doesn't count. Guess the second person. Okay, so let me adjust the rules, okay, before we go into a break. I'm sorry. I completely missed. I didn't even know Peyton Manning was on here twice. But in the top 5, somebody is on here 2 times. We are at number 3, and we have talked about Dan Marino, Mark Clayton, Steve Young, Jerry Rice, Peyton Manning, and Marvin Harrison. We have number 2. We will go over number 2, who is Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski for the New England Patriots. Guys, do we need to say anything about Brady and Rob? Probably the greatest duo of all time. Like, that was insane what they managed to do, what they were able to accomplish together, and even all the way to Tampa Bay, where they went and won another ring together. And Rob finally retired, but who knows? Maybe by the time this airs, he'll be back. Who knows? So let me go through 5 through 2 again. And again, guys, other than Peyton Manning, somebody in the top 5 list is in the top 5 2 times. Somebody from 5 to 2 is in the top 5 twice. So they are paired with somebody in the number 1. So out of number 5, 4, 3, 2, 3 and 2, Dan Marino, Mark Clayton, Steve Young, Jerry Rice, Peyton Manning, Marvin Harrison, Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski. One of these players are in the number one spot with one of their partners, with their offensive duo mate. And they are on the top 5 2 times. So not counting Peyton Manning, who is on at number 6 and number 3. Guys, leave your guess who you think is in the top spot with their offensive duo mate. We are going to go into the break. And when we come back from the break, whoever guessed right in the comments with their Cash App will get $5 from the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast. So your options are Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, Peyton Manning, Marvin Harrison, Steve Young, Jerry Rice, Dan Marino, Mark Clayton. Which one of these 8 NFL athlete Hall of Famers, superstars, are in the number 1 spot and in the top 5 twice? When we come back from this break, we will find out, and somebody is getting blessed with $5. guys, before we go to the break, like I said, when we get back from this break that is coming up, we are going to talk about the number 1. We are going to discuss who is in the top 5 twice, and I am going to pose you a question which state produces the best athletes? That is the question. So you guys go ahead and drop it in the comments. Also, that is another thing for you guys to get involved with. Just hashtag your state, and I will make that known on the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Facebook group page. So you guys make sure to go follow that group page, and you will see the results to the question, which state produces the best athletes, and what you guys think. I will give you guys the options in the last segment, but first we're going to go to this break, and when we come back, as I said, we will discuss the number one spot, and we will talk about which state produces the best athletes. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the newest, most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Rumble. The 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, brand new to Rumble, 1 year in, and we have already made major, major, major strides. The 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, the People's Platform, America's Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to Designed I Gifted, all lowercase, no spaces, Designed I Gifted. On Rumble for the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. The one home of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast is rumble.com. And exclusively on www.dayonevibes.com, you can find every episode of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. Just 1 week after its drop date, you can find the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast on www.dayonevibes.com. You can find the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast by following Designed I Gifted, all lowercase letters, no capitals, on Rumble. The 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, the newest, most exciting sports entertainment platform on Rumble. Not just your podcast, America's platform and America's podcast. Do you feel like you could get to the next level of your craft? Do you feel like you own in your sport? Do you feel like you need to be represented, you need to be branded, you need to be marketed for? 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast would like to announce the Signs and Sports Marketing Agency. That is the arm of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, coming together with DayOneVibes.com, coming together with the Realest Underground Entertainment. Do you need a push? Do you need a media push? Do you need somebody who will have your back no matter what to make you feel like the superstar you are? Get with Signs and Sports Marketing Agency and find out how we could elevate you, how we could expose you to the next level of the sport that it is that you are pursuing, for the craft that it is that you are pursuing. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency. Coming soon, coming soon, coming soon. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency. Talent marketing, talent acquisition, talent branding. Signs in Sports Marketing Agency. Okay, guys, this is the last segment of the podcast. Actually, I forgot to do something. Remember I said I had two add-ons I felt like weren't on here, but I feel like they should have been on here. I'm also going to discuss that after we discuss the number one. I am going to check those comments, and the results will be in the 3&D Signs and Sports Facebook group page. You guys check for the winner of the Cash App $5, who won, who got the correct guess of who was in the top five two times. And like I said, after we do that, I will tell you who I think the two people that should have been included in this list. So I'll probably put them 11 and 12. And we will get to the question that is posed, which state produces the best athletes. And like I said, your results will be posted on the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast group page on Facebook. So let's get into it. First things first, top 10 offensive duos of all time. Let's go through the 10 through 2, and then we will talk about number 1. Kurt Warner, Isaac Bruce for the St. Louis Rams at number 10. Phillip Rivers, Antonio Gates for the San Diego Chargers at number 9. Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown for the Pittsburgh Steelers at number 8. Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams for the Green Bay Packers at number 7. Peyton Manning and Reggie Wayne for the Indianapolis Colts at number 6. Dan Marino and Mark Clayton for the Miami Dolphins at number 5. Steve Young and Jerry Rice for the San Francisco 49ers at number 4. Peyton Manning being the first person on this list to appear twice. And Marvin Harrison with his other receiver for the Indianapolis Colts at number 3. Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski for the New England Patriots at number 2. And at number 1, answering the question, who is the player that was in the top 5 2 times? Joe Montana and Jerry Rice for the San Francisco 49ers. So guys, if you guessed Jerry Rice in the comments when you were supposed to, and you added your Cash App tag, we will send you $5 from the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast. So whoever guessed Jerry Rice, you win $5 from the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast. And we will be checking that out on Apple. We will be checking that out on Spotify. And we will be checking that out on Rumble. Those are the places that you could enter. So yeah, Jerry Rice was at number 4 with Steve Young. And he was at number 1 with Joe Montana. Two of arguably the, Joe Montana, the greatest quarterback of all time. Now I'm going to talk about the number 11 and number 12. In my opinion, should have been Tom Brady and Randy Moss for the New England Patriots when Brady threw 50 touchdowns to and Randy had that insane year with like 20. I think that was one duo that probably could have entered in as one of the ones that missed the cut. But of course, they only did get to do it for a limited amount of time. So, you know. And then the last one being Tony Romo and Terrell Owens. That is another case like Tom and Randy only got to do it for a limited time. But when they were together, it was fireworks. Get your popcorn ready. Everybody remembers Terrell Owens. I love me some me. You know? So that brings an end to the top 10 offensive duos of all time after the league merger, plus 2 by the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast. So let's go through 1 through 12. Why don't we? Number 1, Joe Montana, Jerry Rice. Number 2, Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski. Number 3, Peyton Manning, Marvin Harrison. Number 4, Steve Young, Jerry Rice. Number 5, Dan Marino, Mark Clayton. Number 6, Peyton Manning, Reggie Wayne. Number 7, Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams. Number 8, Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown. Number 9, Philip Rivers, Antonio Gates. Number 10, Kurt Warner, Isaac Bruce. Number 11, Tom Brady and Randy Moss for that 1 year. And number 12, Tony Romo and T.O. for that 1 year. So that brings an end to that, to discussing that graphic by picking them. So shout out to them again. You guys go follow wherever you can follow. We appreciate them for their work, for their efforts in building that graphic. Shout out to them. The final thing that we are going to do on the podcast is I pose the question, which state produces the best athletes? And guys, again, go ahead and drop it in the comments of Rumble, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, or Spotify. That is where we will be checking. Or drop your answers in the comments of the Facebook post where this episode is airing. Which state produces the best athletes? The options, there are 12 options. The first option is Michigan. The second option is Pennsylvania. The third option is New York. The fourth option is Illinois. The fifth option is Ohio. The sixth option is Alabama. Seventh option, Louisiana. Eighth option, Georgia. Ninth option, Florida. Tenth option, California. 11th option, the great state, the Lone Star State, Texas. And the 12th option, other. Guys, I'm gonna give you a spoiler. It's Texas. But you guys make sure y'all check that out. Our opinion is Texas, but we're Texas boys here. So make with that what you will. But you guys drop the, again, drop your answers in the comments on Rumble, Apple, iHeartRadio, Spotify, or Facebook. And the results will be displayed on the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast group page on Facebook. But yeah, that brings to a close the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, episode 27, top 10 offensive duos of all time. I appreciate you guys for sticking in with us. I appreciate you guys who ultimately got here to the 40-minute marker. This is the end of episode 27. We can't wait to talk to you guys on the next one. Guys, go follow Catering with Grace on Facebook. Text in your order at 361-474-3050. Shout out to the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. Make sure to join. You have 2 weeks to join the 3&D Signs and Sports Fantasy Football League. You have 2 weeks. We have leagues from $200 payouts to $1,000 payouts. We have leagues that are playing for fantasy football championship rings. See who can collect more. We have intermediate level leagues for the beginners who just want to try it out. We have free leagues and we have expensive leagues for the big dogs who have the confidence to go for that big title, which is a $1,000 prize and possibly even a trophy. So, guys, there is a multitude of things happening. Shout out to Lisa's Love Fundraising Foundation. That will be another thing we are working on. We will be coming with soon, so keep your eyes on that. Shout out to Sweet Arts out of Corpus Christi, Texas. Hit up Jenna Maldonado on Facebook. Shout out to Lucky Creations out of Falfurrias, Texas. They are, hit up Jennifer Arevalo Guerra or Deandra Guerra and order with Lucky Creations. Also, dayonevibes.com, the realest underground entertainment. Anything and everybody trying to do their thing, we respect you, we appreciate you, we love you. Tune in, ask about us, hit me up at Design Individually Gifted if you want ad spots. Guys, we're wrapping this thing up. Don't forget that in September, we are going to be raffling off a Nintendo Switch, a PlayStation 5, an Xbox One, and a TV. So, guys, make sure you're not going to want to miss that when football season starts. So does this podcast, so it's going to get crazy. We have interviews with RM3 coming up. We have interviews with the Falfurrias football head coach. We have interviews with the legendary David Salinas, head coach for the Falfurrias jersey baseball team. We have interviews with upstart standout coach, assistant head coach Gabriel Perez. We have an interview with interim head coach of the Jersey baseball team, Gus Esquivel. Guys, we got a lot of things coming. You guys make sure to tune in. This is the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. We will catch you guys on the next one.
The realest underground entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.
Tune in to dayonevibes.com. The home of the realest underground entertainment. Dayonevibes.com. www.dayonevibes.com. To be featured on dayonevibes.com, direct message any member of the realest underground entertainment music group. DIG, Designed Individually Gifted. Rilo, Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Tony G, Tone G. Josh Baez on Facebook. JB. Mario Chavera, Chach with the heat. Hector Lopez, Merculation. Get at your boys. Make sure that you get featured on the hottest, newest website out of Falfurrias, Texas. Make sure to do your thing, do your thing, do your thing. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music, videos, anything you need. Get at your boy Rye Low of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Low, Rye Low. Get at your boy Rye Low at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rye Low 361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rylo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment.